it's Freeman Dre, and Saturday, March 30th, it's Mike Rossiter and Jamie Snyder. Lots of action, folks, lots of music, lots of Kjol at Dora Kjol's, 141 Danforth Avenue in Toronto. And here we go, folks, with The Undertones. Live from Dublin, we have the man himself, Ireland's funniest man for sure, and we're delighted that he's coming back to Toronto. Good morning, Brendan Grace. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mark and Ken. I hope you guys are good.
We're excellent. How's things with yourself?
Absolutely great. If I was any better, I'd need a doctor.
Good man. And you're coming back out to Toronto next Friday.
Yes, I'm coming out to do the Ireland Fund of Canada. I used to do it for many years, and that was when the late Pat Quinn, you know, we were very shocked over here to hear about Pat's passing.
Of course, yeah, very sad for the community indeed. Yeah, we've lost a fair few great characters here, but we're looking forward. Now, you want to make sure you bring your winter woolies next week. You know, it's freezing out here.
Well, I remember I had my lovely wife Eileen with me 1 year, and Pat decided to bring us out to Niagara Falls. And we had to be rescued on the way out because the snow was so bad.
That wouldn't surprise us at all. So hopefully you're bringing all your best characters with you.
My cousin Tommy, he's a plumber.
Oh.
And he's very fond of a few drinks. And he went out to Niagara Falls on his honeymoon. And he had quite a few drinks taken. And he looked over the side of it and he said, I think I can fix this. He's an optimist.
He is indeed, that's for sure.
Where are you spending most of your time, Brendan? You're calling us from Dublin or from somewhere in or around there, but where are you spending most of your time these days?
I'm from Dublin. Well, I live in Florida, USA nowadays, so I travel back and forward a lot. I'm in the middle, I'm near the end of my Irish tour now. It goes on from December 27, and it finishes up on March 27. The longest tour I've done. It's great, thank God.
Sure, they must be getting tired of you by now, are they?
They must be fed up, but they're still coming out for some reason.
Fair play to you. You know something now, Brendan? I was looking at your tour schedule there, and I noticed you missed out on two of the best counties in Ireland. I'm from Sligo, and Mark's from Laois, and you didn't do a show on either one. What's the crack there?
Well, wait till I tell you now. You mustn't be paying attention. We did the Sligo Park about 3 weeks ago, and then we did the Heritage in Port Laois twice. We did two nights.
We're just testing your memory, that's all.
I knew that, yes. I tell you what, when people test my memory, they're often shocked. You have two brains. So, I have two brains. There's not just me, you know, Mark. Hold on, I have a little guy here who wants to say hello. Hello, Mark, are you over in Canada?
I am, yeah. Who is this? Is this Butler?
My name is Butler.
How are you, Butler?
And who's that sitting there beside you?
His name is Ken. His name is Ken Tracy. He's from Sligo.
Good man, Ken. From under the shadow of Ben Bulbin.
You got it right, Butler. James, you're good at the geography.
Did you ever go out to the Bay Mount or the Silver Slipper?
I did indeed. I was telling Mark one of my first concerts was there.
And did you ever meet Oliver Lipset up in Killarney?
I didn't know.
In the Mountain Inn, I used to see me shows there.
Oh, fair play to you, Butler.
Listen, sorry, lads, that fella took the mic from me. But I'm looking forward to doing the Ireland Fund. And guess what? I'm really looking forward to doing a concert at the Massey Hall. And all I need, with poor old Pat Quinn gone to heaven, I need somebody who's willing to come in and promote it with me. And if there's anybody in there listening to the show today, I would be delighted to talk to them. And I can be reached on brendangrace.com.
Very good.
That's great. We'd love to have you back
here. And my manager, by the way, is from not too far from you, Ken. He's from Ballina.
Oh, a town I was almost born in Ballina, believe it or not, Brendan.
It's a long story, Brendan.
And who had the bicycle?
Me mammy.
Ah, God bless her heart. And where are you from? Are you from Laois?
I am, Brendan. Okay. I'm from a small town called Abbey Leaks.
Ah, sure, I know Abbey Leaks well. the sawmills, Grace's sawmills are there.
The sawmill in Abbey Leaks, believe it or not, was my dad's sawmill. Would you?
Wait now, and then wasn't the name Grace attached to the sawmill there?
No, it wasn't in Abbey Leaks. No, it was Abbey Leaks Timber. It changed its name to. My dad was the managing director there.
Oh, right.
That was his business. You probably bought some firewood off us at some stage.
Indeed, I probably did.
There was a few outstanding invoices.
Hotel there, and we're very fond of the people, the staff, and the owners there. It's of course the Abbey Leaks Manor.
Yeah. Lovely spot. Really cleaned up now lately. Yeah.
Hey, listen, Mark, did you know, is there anything in particular about that hotel outside of it that stands out in your mind?
No, not really.
Okay, there are two stags.
That's right, yep.
And they are outside on the side of the road. They're obviously statues.
They are.
But the county council had to come out and change them around and have them pointing in instead of out. Did you know that?
I didn't. And why?
There were so many cars coming by, and they looked so real that people thought they were coming across the road.
They're not too sharp there in Laois, are they?
There's a little bit of useless trivia.
That's very good. Brendan,
had any phone calls from people looking to promote me out there?
No, not yet, but we will be sending you an invoice for the little plug. Don't worry about that.
And that's bloody great.
We have a... Listen, Brendan.
The people of Toronto deserve me.
They do indeed. They do indeed. No, listen. We look forward to seeing you next Friday, and We thoroughly enjoy you down at the Ireland Fund Luncheon, so we can't wait to see you.
Come up to me and say hello, because what I'd like to do is I'd like to bring out a couple of my CDs, and you can play them on air. It would be nice to know.
No doubt about it. We can exchange autographs. We'll give you ours, and you can give us yours.
That's fair. And Jacinta is listening, and Patrick, and
Shannon.
They're good old friends of mine in Toronto. I have lots of friends there.
Great stuff. Well, we're looking forward to having you here, Brendan, and thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Right. Good luck, Phil.
See you, Butler.
Goodbye.
All right, see you, Brendan. That's Brendan Grace. All right. And now we're going to move things along here. We got slightly delayed with Brendan, but we have joining us on the line the PRO from the Toronto GAA. And I don't know whether you're new to the city or not. There should be, I suppose, a general awareness that the Toronto Gaelic Athletic Association is absolutely thriving these days. There's an influx of folks from Ireland, and while their loss is our gain, it's been very impactful on the games here. And this is around the time now when the players and the clubs start to really get their stuff together. So John is on the line here from the GAA to talk about some of the stuff that's coming up here. John, how are you doing today?
Great, Mark. How are you doing yourself?
I'm very good. First of all, you know that the coach of the Laois team is an Armagh man, so I have a bit of a soft spot for you, John, to begin with.
I know that. But I don't know what happened last year if we still have a soft spot for the Laois men. But I don't know, Mark, it's not fair that have making me follow Brendan Grace. I don't know how I can follow that.
Yes, I know. Sorry about that. But it's batter up, John, huh? So what's going on? You've got some... I hear there's an indoor seven-a-side tournament coming up soon.
We do. Next Saturday, March the 9th, we have an indoor seven-a-side tournament taking place at Monarch Park Stadium. That's in East York. So we'll be at the intersection of Hanson Street and Coxwell Avenue. So we're starting at 11:30 in the morning. We got 17 teams registered, so that's 170 players. Lots of teams, lots of action going on. We got a men's senior division, we got a men's junior division, we got ladies teams, and we got a youth division going on as well. So there's lots going on. And the indoor style, it's a really fast game. I mean, we had our first indoor tournament in November last year.
Yeah.
And it was a big, big hit because we were kind of worried about how Gaelic football would translate to the indoor environment. But we adjusted some of the rules, and it turned out to be an absolutely fantastic game. Very fast, lots of scoring. So, and the standard, as you said, because of the young Irish people being over,
yeah,
the standard is phenomenal. So it'll be a great game of football.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. Very good. And John, any issues accommodating? I know that, you know, obviously there's a limit on the number of players for that can essentially join a club, if you will. But are you having any issues accommodating all these folks coming out, whether it's on the ladies or the men's side?
No, I mean, we're doing our best to accommodate everyone that we can. And we've been actively recruiting since, for the last few years. It's been with the influx. There's been a lot of issues trying to accommodate all players, but we, with the rules with the GAA, because we're tied in with the GAA at home, we're allowed 7 sanctioned players a year, and this year we were allowed 5 transferred players as well,
providing
that the players had been here before December 31st. So that's each team is allowed to bring in 12 players,
right?
And then any sanctions from the year before can be turned into a transfer after 1 year. So we're doing our best to accommodate everybody.
Fantastic. Very good. Very good. Anything else going on, John?
Well, we have the Ladies Indoor League, which is new this year. The ladies started on Monday night, actually. It's been very, very popular. They had 48 ladies sign up, and they had to cut off at that number. So they have a waiting list as well. So they started that on Monday night, and that's at Lamport Stadium. And it's going to be running for 8 weeks. So that is going very well. And all the clubs, all the ladies' clubs are still accepting new members.
Fantastic. Great to
so,
see you.
I mean, any players who want to, training is going to start ramping up now at this time. So you can contact the GAA through the Twitter feed at Toronto GAA, or the Facebook page, or our website is torontogaa.ca.
Perfect. That's great, John. Well, listen, John, we got slightly delayed here with Mr. Grace, so I'm just going to kind of wrap it up here. But thanks a lot for the update. And, you know, it goes without saying that myself and Ken are here to, you know, provide ongoing support to the promotion of the games here. And we look forward to working with you in your capacity as PRO in the coming months, John. So thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, no, thanks to Mark and Ken. I appreciate the time. So I look forward to talking to you soon. There's lots going on, and we look forward to the St. Patrick's Day Parade coming up. And, yeah. and the Grand Marshal's Ball as well.
Absolutely, and we're honouring one of your great Durham fellas there, Brian Farmer, and I look forward to seeing you there, Brian.
Yeah.
Or John.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we look forward to it.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay.
Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Jim, can you believe it's been 20 years since we opened the Clara House, thanks to our loyal customers?
Nora, it's gone by in the blink of an eye, and I don't feel a day older than when we started.
Although you have a lot less hair.
That's true. Our road certainly did take a different turn. I never thought that we would be manufacturing the finest selection of Clada and Celtic jewellery in the country when I came here 43 years ago as a hand engraver.
I know. I think back to the small handful of designs we started with, and since then you've come up with so many great ideas.
Well, I must admit, I have come up with a few beauties.
You can see all this wonderful jewellery in our showroom at the Clada House, right across from the Eaton Centre, at 211 Yonge Street on the second floor, suite number 201. We are just south of Shooter Street, north of Queen Street. You can reach us at 416 366 1247 or email us through our website at clada-house.com.
Yes, folks, the Galway Arms, located at 840 the Queensway, is your home away from home in Toronto's West End. To get entertainment and sports lineup, call the Keane family at 416-251-0096 or go to galwayarms.ca. And over to Mark for some of the updates.
Later today, Ken, some big GAA games. Dublin are playing Mayo at 2 o'clock today. And at 3:45, they're showing Armagh versus Longford. And then tomorrow, a couple of more good tilts. At 9 o'clock in the morning, Tyrone are taking on Donegal. And at 10:45 in the morning, a great game between Kildare and Kerry.
To give you the full radio experience of pouring a can of richer, fresher, smoother Guinness draft, we will employ the methods of theatre of the mind. Okay, imagine that these coconut shells are the hooves of horses representing the surging beauty of a pour of Guinness. And maybe this cowbell could represent the stunning cascade of smooth... You know, forget it. Why not just pick up a pack of Guinness Draft on your way home and see for yourself? Guinness Draft. Drink Guinness responsibly.
Yes, folks, here we go with the Guinness Community Calendar of Events. It's a packed one, of course, with March here. We've got the Toronto Traditional Irish Music School continuing at the Emmerlisle Senior Centre on Monday nights. Beginners and intermediate classes for both tin whistle and fiddle are offered, and that runs through the end of March. The Toronto Irish Players presentation of Midden at the Alumni Theatre, 70 Berkeley Street, is in its last week this coming Saturday night. March the 9th will be the final showing, so get out and support those folks. They're great volunteers in this community. Tomorrow, Sunday, March the 3rd, the Mass in honour of St. Patrick's at St. Celia's at 3 p.m. Please come out in your county colours. On Sunday, March the 3rd and March the 10th, the Irish Canadian Club in Hamilton will be showing James Plunkett's Strumpet City at 7 p.m. sharp, and that'll be on the big screen. Friday, March the 8th, you heard him here, folks. Funny man Brendan Grace will be performing his best stuff at the 30th annual Ireland Fund of Canada St. Patrick's Day Luncheon. Folks, I'm told there's over 1,200 tickets sold to this event, so there's very few left. So make sure you give Jane Noonan a call at 416-367-8311. There'll also be a food drive at this event, so folks, please come on out and let's try and put a stop to hunger. On Friday, March the 8th and Saturday, March the 9th, it's the annual Toronto Irish Film Festival. Give the lads there a call at 647-504-6424 or go to tirff.com. And also, a big event, Sunday, March the 10th, it's the Irish Person of the Year Luncheon at the Toronto Hilton Hotel, honouring the Toronto Irish Players. I was talking to Kitty this week, and they're looking forward to hearing from you. Please give them a call and buy up the tickets. There's only a few remaining, so come on out and join the Toronto Irish Players for this. And of course, it all starts with Seamus Grew raising the flag. Anyone wishing to walk with the group to City Hall for the flag raising ceremony may assemble at the lobby of the Hilton Hotel at 10:40 a.m. and walk with the group, who will be led by the Piper. For information on tickets, give Anne Looney a call, 416-621-2510. Friday, March the 15th, it's St. Patrick's Parade Society's Grand Marshal's Ball. The Toronto Hilton is the event hosting this, and it'll be in honouring Brian Farmer. Hurry up and get your tickets, folks. This event is almost sold out. March the 16th, it's St. Patrick's Mass at St. Michael's Cathedral, 65 Bond Street. That'll be at 10 a.m. For more information, 416-259-1676. The Brampton Irish Centre on March the 16th are holding their St. Patrick's Day dance. Music by DJ Sarah. There'll be no cover charge there. And on Sunday, March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day itself, there'll be a bus leaving from the Brampton Irish Centre for the parade, and it will leave no later than 10 a.m. Later that evening at the Brampton Centre, Michael Kelly will be performing from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. There'll be Irish dancers throughout the day, and Wild Geese will be on from 6 p.m. till close. Kitchen will be open all day. Saturday, March the 16th, it's the St. Patrick's Eve Ceilidh, 7 to 11 p.m. at Montgomery's Inn. And at Montgomery's Inn on Sunday, March the 17th, from 1 to 4, you can have your St. Patrick's Day cup of tea. On Sunday, March the 17th, it's the 26th annual St. Patrick's Day parade. So folks, come on out and line the route. We're looking forward to another great day in the city of Toronto. There'll be a food drive as well, and hopefully next week we'll have some folks on to talk about that. Bring your non-perishable items to the parade and watch the food pile up along the parade route. Sunday, March the 17th, Burlington Legion's having its annual St. Patrick's Day dinner. There'll be loads of crack from 4 till 11 p.m. And again on St. Patrick's Day, the Belfast Lounge will be open from Sunday till 11 a.m. from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. with music from Celtic Cross, Irish dancing all day, and there'll be draws as well. Tuesday, March the 19th, the Saw Doctors are here at the Opera House. Go to livenation.com for your tickets. On Tuesday, March 26th, there'll be a lecture by visiting Ireland University Foundation scholar Noel Amaricata. His title of his lecture will be, I Told You, With All Due Respect to Him, Keating is a Fraud. His Irish is Not True Irish. There'll be debates on constructing a standard written variety of modern Irish, and that's at St. Michael's College, 81 St. Mary Street. Saturday, March the 30th, Friends of Sinn Féin Canada have an event in Pickering commemorating the 1916 Rising. Guest speaker will be Sinn Féin's Sue Ramsey, MLA. That's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and it's at the Waterfront Bistro and Bar, 590 Liverpool Road South. Music will be O'Connor and Duffy. Later that evening at 8 p.m, Sue will be back. She'll be at the United Steelworkers Hall at 25 Cecil Street in Toronto. The nearest subway station to that is St. Patrick's, and music will be Fresh Era. Tickets are $20. And later in the month, on Sunday, March the 31st, at 12 noon, the Brampton Irish Centre will also have an event honouring the 1916 Rising. Folks, that's it for the Guinness Community Calendar of Events. For more information and for things happening later in April and May, please go to IrishCanadaMag.com.
What do you mean, that's it?
Oh, my Lord, Mark. I'm out of breath.
Huh? Well, you have to work up a sweat there.
I need a pint after this for sure.
Just one quick thing, actually. Just a reminder that the Grand Marshal's Ball is virtually sold out. The last few tickets are available, so jump all over that this week. And then Dr. Wally Kerwin had also asked me, he's been in Canada promoting what they expect to be one of the largest clan gatherings in 2013 from May 31st to June the 4th, and that's going to take place in County Waterford, the ancestral home of all powers, and visit powerclangathering.com for all details. And if you're a power by blood, kin or friendship, this is an event that you certainly can't miss. So listen, we're about 6 or 7 minutes from time here. I just wanted to have a quick chat with you because I'm going to finish here the show, Ken, with Ireland's entry in the Eurovision Song Contest. And the young fella, his name is Ryan Dolan. He's from Strabane in County Down. But I just want a quick bit of banter with you about the National Song Contest. And I was looking back at the various entries, but there was something very interesting. And I don't know who came up with this dreadful idea, but in 1974 and 75, the same singer slash singers like entered all of the songs in it. So the Swarbrigs in 75 had all 12 entries in the National Song Contest, and well, who do you think won, right? And Tina the year before, 1974, had that. But anyway, I used to love the National. They don't do it anymore. Now they have this kind of weird system where they'll pick four people, mentor them, pick a song, and then let public opinion take over. It's gone.
Bit like Ireland's Idol or something like that, is it? Their bit version, like that. I suppose. Asha, the Eurovision was a great bit of crack. You'd gather around the TV and watch that, huh?
Did we
ever give England any votes at all? I don't know.
I don't. The Bucks Fizz. I like them. I like Bucks Fizz. Now, 1978, Colin Wilkinson, Born to Sing, own Colin. He's here in
Toronto
town.
Toronto man now.
He is. He is indeed. And Red Hurley. I was looking at all the names, like Red Hurley, the Swarbrigs in the 70s. Johnny Logan.
Oh, Johnny. The White Suits, huh?
Johnny
Do you remember?
Logan. Yeah. What's Another Day?
What about Dana?
Dana won it, right?
That was in 1970. She's
the first to win it for us. In or about, anyway.
That's good. Looks like you've been doing all your history. How would I know?
And you remember Chips? Do you ever remember that band Chips?
Chips?
Yeah. Honor Heffernan. You don't remember?
No. I don't remember. Is that before my time, maybe?
No, it wasn't. And while you were reading the calendar of events, and I was concentrating on it, I just put a $50 bet with Dermot Donnelly on the big game tomorrow, Tottenham and Arsenal.
Oh.
Just confirmation, Dermot, that the bet's on. We're all good. And what about McIlroy and his toothache?
I was very surprised. I'm not believing it, I have to say. You know, I don't know. Dodgy one, that. Huh?
Did you?
I know if I had a toothache, I'd be telling you about it before the show. That's for sure.
So listen, Vegas. Did you get up to any trouble down there at all? Or
you know, they say what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. Stop. Mark, you know, I couldn't be letting poor Heather down. She's away again on me. You know, this weekend gone.
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm home alone with the kids. She's off on some skiing weekend with the housewives of Milton.
Yeah. I think they call that parenting, actually, Ken.
Is that what it is?
When you're at home with your kids.
All right.
Yeah, they don't.
I better be quiet. Better figure out what I'm going to do with them.
What else is going on?
My boys are on now with Wigan.
Handy one.
Handy one should be. And, of course, our Irish boys need a big performance next weekend in the rugby. France, you know, I got very excited when the Welsh game went on. I'm going to be over in Europe in the middle of March. I'm actually going to miss St. Patrick's Day here. And I thought with that big win, you know, I was looking for big things. So I thought, you know what? I'll go to Italy and watch the game. Now it looks like, you know, I could be watching the Wooden Spoon match.
You bought a ticket to that game.
I did. Yeah, I'll be over there. I'll be calling you in from Italy.
Oh, can't wait. I can't wait. All right, folks. I mentioned earlier the Ireland's entry in the Eurovision Song Contest in Malmo this year. I think the last time it was on in Malmo, Ireland actually won it.
I can't remember
who it was. But this is a song called Only Love Survives by a young fellow from Strabane, Ryan Dolan. See you later, folks, and we'll talk to you next week.
Slán. Dance into the morning.
Programming for our Irish community can be heard every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon. This is AM 1430, CHKT, Fairchild Radio, Toronto.
The following are programs for the international communities of Greater Toronto. Opinions and views expressed here do not necessarily represent those of this station.
Now,